For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Happy birthday, dude.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
No problem. We've got the first of our special guests lined up to wish you a happy birthday by phone right now, I believe.
Oh, really?
I think so, if I'm not mistaken. Calling from the 917. That should sound familiar to you. Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
nobody mentioned Judge Jeanine Pirro.
I thought it was going to be Nikki. Excuse me, sir? Or ma'am?
Are nobody you a, mentioned are you a, Judge Jeanine
are you a sir?
Pirro.
Are you a sir or a ma'am? I'm sorry.
Oh, you know, I just had a stroke, and my voice is bad.
Oh, but that doesn't answer my question. Are you a sir
I'm
or a
man? I'm all man.
Oh.
What do you think about that show that comes on after Roger and JP?
Yeah, we got Drew Garabo Live coming up next. That guy's a real ass clown. Am I right or am I right?
Who, me? No, I'm not.
No, not you. No, I'm talking about Drew Garabo. He comes on with his stupid crew after our show.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, that guy's a jackass, am I right?
You guys are much cooler.
That's what I'm saying, right? I mean, he comes.
I agree.
Totally comes on and starts yelling at people and calling them names and stuff. Well, that's not how we do things here on the Roger and JP show. Isn't that right, JP?
No. Yeah, that's
he
right.
He belongs up at the U.S. Capitol.
He belongs up at the U.S. Capitol. Ah, those clowns in Congress don't want him. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about Obama, JP?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah, me too.
What do I think about Obama?
Not you.
I'm glad he's gone.
Wearing a backwards hat I saw on TV.
Yeah, just like all those thugs do, am I right? See, that's one of those subtle racist comments that SBK and I talk about in the office.
Not me.
Huh?
I don't care what color he is.
Is this guy for real?
Who cares?
Is this guy for real on the phone right now? Hey, the other guy, producer Brett.
Brett.
Hey, producer Brett. What do you think about this guy on the phone right here?
He's an asshat.
Yeah.
Oh, come on now.
Sorry, sir.
Trump.
I'm not.
No, it's okay. So you wanted to talk about Judge Reinhold?
No. Who? That's not. Come on. I said Jeanine Pirro.
Who? Jeanine Garofalo.
Judge Jeanine. No, not Jeanine Garofalo. Hmm. Judge Jeanine. Pirro.
Jimmy Garoppolo, backup quarterback for the New England Patriots. I heard the Browns are looking at him.
No, Jeanine Pirro.
I don't know who he's
talking about. Yeah, I went to middle school with her.
Oh, yeah. Did you finger blast her, JP?
Yeah, I went to the Sadie Hawkins dance.
Oh, and she asked you, right?
Yeah.
She did the cartwheel. That's not who did the cartwheel.
This isn't this guy's real voice, right?
Oh,
JP?
It is, yeah.
Is this really your voice, sir? Or ma'am?
It is, please. Please don't make fun of me.
No, I'm not.
We're making fun of ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. We're very self-parodying. Parodizing.
Does it sound really that bad?
Hey. No, you sound awesome.
Hey, Raj.
Yeah, what's
up,
JP?
We got Rest in Bitch Face back over here.
Oh, we got RBF?
Yeah, she's back in the studio.
Hey, RBF. I see you dumped your boyfriend, Sean, and came back to us up here in Long Island. I knew you'd be back.
Yeah, he's a real dick.
No, I'm not a dick.
Not you. No, it's not all about you. I don't know why you think it's all about you today, sir. But
my wife says that.
Oh.
My wife goes, you always think it's all about you.
She might be onto something there. You know what I'm saying? All right, well, listen, we got to wrap up shop. The Drew Garabo Live show is on next in Orlando.
Right.
Yeah, rub the phone against your private parts.
You want to do my man JP a solid and rub the phone against your private parts for me?
Nah.
You sure?
I can't find the damn thing anymore.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, listen, Jeanine Pirro, thank you very much for calling in, and we hope
Jeanine
to talk.
Jeanine Pirro.
Thank you, Jeanine.
My wife giggles at me.
All right. Thank you, Jeanine. We appreciate the call very much, and I hope you have a wonderful afternoon, and make sure you. What's that, Jeanine?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have yourself a good day on purpose.
You guys are great. Bye.
All right.
We know.
All right. Thank you. So actual birthday guest on the phone right now, because I told her to call the hotline. I should have remembered that. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her. You love her. You probably miss her as much as I do.
Kayla?
No. Nikki?
What was that?
I don't know. It's somebody who was on hold for Roger and JP, and I thought it was you. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. You told me to call the hotline.
I know. I did. And did you call from a landline?
I am. I'm paying for this at the hotel.
Oh, okay. Well, come on. Let's be honest.
You know your new station.
I don't really know. I mean, do I have to pay for a long
distance?
No.
You, I use a cell phone.
Your new company will pay for it.
Absolutely.
They should give you a cell phone allowance, too. Before we get to your birthday greeting for Seth, which is, I'm sure, the reason that you called, how are things going so far?
It's good. Today was my first day. I just got done.
Oh, wow. And how did it go?
It was good. I'm just shadowing right now. So, but we had meetings afterwards and air checks and stuff.
Did you cry?
No.
Have you cried at any moment since you've been there?
Since I've been in Chicago?
Yeah.
No, I haven't cried since I've been here. I started tearing up when my mom dropped me off at the airport, but then I contained myself. I was good.
Since Moby's not there yet, have you fired up your Tinder?
No, he's coming this weekend.
Fired up your Tinder.
Well, I mean, this is Chicago, big city, lot of people to pick from.
A lot of options.
I have a boyfriend. Just because he's not here doesn't mean I don't have one.
For now.
Hey, what'd you think of the Lou and Brian show today when you were in there? Do you think they have what it takes?
I think that we can definitely work together and we're going to make a great show.
That tells me a little rocky beginning. You see a lot of room for improvement, a lot of potential?
Yeah, they're really nice guys, and I can't wait to work with them.
What did you do? Did you do any prep for them? What did you do so far for the show?
So I was just shadowing. I wasn't doing anything, but we interviewed Bill Burr today, so I did send them prep on Bill Burr.
All right, very easy.
But after
big comic,
today, yeah. I'm sending prep every, like, the rest of this week, so
that's good.
I felt useless.
Oh, well, I know how you feel. I remember when I had to. I didn't know Lauren is on air right after you guys on that station. That's cool. So she's on right now.
Yeah, she's middays.
That's nice. Is she taking you under her wing and showing you the hot spots of Chi-Town?
She was actually on my flight yesterday, so that distracted me from having to think about, like, leaving my whole life. And then she made me take the train from the airport with all my bags, and then she had a big bag of goodies for me after the show. Like, dude, their shirts are so legit, and I have sweatshirts with the logo. It's weird.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Who do you like better, Lou or Brian?
I like them both.
How's the weather?
The weather? It's actually not that bad right now. It's like 35.
Not that bad. It's 35.
I'm just wearing like a zip-up hoodie underneath my leather jacket.
Serious question for you, Nikki. Do you feel like, you know, being there today, even though you're shadowing, going into the meetings, do you feel like you're ready for this? Do you feel like you're ready to be an executive producer in the number three market in the country?
Yeah, I feel like I can really help the show.
All right, very good. I understand you ran into somebody who is familiar with me because I went at him on Twitter.
So like, they were introducing me to different people and different producers, and this guy comes up and his name's Abe, and he's like, "Oh, you worked with Drew Grabo?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, he attacked me for no reason on Twitter when I was on Sirius. I don't know if he just wanted to have my show or what, but he was telling me how much I sucked." And then he, like, started he slid into my DMs, and he was nice. He's like, "Is he a nice guy? Like, what's going on?"
Yeah, I feel bad. I was telling the guys this before the show. He used to do a show on Howard's channel, Howard 101, mm-hmm. and he was on Saturdays. When I hear someone on the radio and they have a gig that I want, I'm not going to like them. I'm going to hate them, and I'm going to pick them apart. And Abe Cannon seems like a really nice guy, but he had a show on Howard's channel, and I thought, well, I want a show on Howard's channel. Who's this ass clown? So I said some very unflattering things on Twitter, and I think we had a piece about it or something, because he came back at me, and then I think we had an agreement to disagree. But then I reached out after you texted me that, and I said, "Hey, man, I'm sorry. You know,
So you just started with this guy?
Well, yeah,
because for no reason.
For no reason.
I mean, that's what Grabo's all about.
I mean, look, if you suck on the radio and you don't have a gig that I want, that's fine. I'll probably listen to your show. I'll probably go out of my way to listen to your show, especially if you used to be really, really good and now you suck, just so that I can feel better about my barely adequate show. But there was no reason for me to tweet Abe Cannon, and I feel bad about it.
Was making
Thank you.
Many excuses for you.
Oh, thank you.
No, you don't have to do that.
I was like, oh, it's when he was out of radio, probably. He's like, no, it was a few years ago. Yeah, it was before he was afternoons. And I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. I was like, he had this in-your-face persona. Yeah. And he goes, I was like, he's a nice guy, though. I promise.
Thank you. I was a dick.
You know what, Nikki? You don't have to make excuses for Drew anymore. That's my job, you know? like last week when Drew was trashing Jade, and Jade's mom was listening, and I had to text her about how Drew can be on the radio sometimes.
You say trashing. I say merely speaking my mind about her.
They're going to be in the studio next week. We're giving away an iPad. Let's just.
You backed him into a corner.
You did.
No, not you.
Just tweet it.
Jade's awesome. She does a lot of charity work. She's a hardworking young lady, and she's a role model for every mother out there.
She's going to be here for the Apple a Day party
this year. God, I can't wait to see her.
See, Nikki, what I'm just saying is you make excuses for Lou and Brian, and I'll make excuses for Drew. If someone says, hey, Drew came at me on Twitter, you throw Drew right under the bus.
Don't do it. I am sorry to Abe Cannon. Did you meet my main man, Dan Stone, yet?
No, I haven't met him.
You should. He's a super guy.
I get very lost in that building, so I'm sticking to what I know.
All right. Finally, you had something very special for Jacob Two Times, who has only been calling 3 to 4 days a week to ask about you. you did something special for his birthday that I thought might be cool for Seth's birthday, and that is, of course, to whip out those hoots, if you will, and give Seth a happy birthday hoot.
You want me to sing happy birthday hooting it?
I think
any other animal? Just hoot?
I think her owl is pretty proficient. Guys, agree, disagree,
awesome.
The owl's good. Seth, it's your birthday.
Well, you know, it was my idea to have Nikki hoot happy birthday to Jacob Two Times, so I would love to see it come full circle.
Let's make this happen, Nikki. Bust out those hoots.
It that way. I don't like that.
Just means you're going to hoot to
Nikki,
Seth.
Nikki, haven't you heard about the new restaurant they're opening up called Hoots?
It's true.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous. We talked about it today. Like, come on. It's just for all the insecure women who don't want their husbands to go to regular Hooters. Their food's not that great.
Ooh, that's hot take Nunez.
Whoa.
They need the women there.
Look at you. Man, our little girl's become a star. All right. Go ahead and hoot Seth a happy birthday, would you?
Okay.
All right. Light one
Sorry.
Up.
Sure.
It shows. There's not a little rasp in those hoots. Well, thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it. We're super proud of you. And as always, if you need anything, just let us know. We're here for you.
Thank you. I miss you guys.
All right, thanks, Nikki. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Oh. I think she wouldn't say that.
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's growing.
Nikki doesn't really show emotion, so.
I know.
She's like my dad.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I mean, she shows emotion on the radio, but it's not, you know, when it comes to.
After going through one Chicago winter, she will have no more emotion.
Man, it'll be all frozen right out of her.
Poor thing. School.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, she's going to do great.
Yeah. Who's on line one? Do we know, John? Do we, okay. I hope it's that guy again.
It's Ava.
Oh. Didn't we make him sit through the whole show yesterday?
I think so. I love checking in with Avo. If he stays on hold until 5:55, then we can talk to him.
You broke the deal. He stayed online the whole time.
All right. I'm just going to ask him if he'll stay on hold until 5:45. Avo, we'll listen to what you have to say, but you just have to sit on hold for the entire radio program, okay?
We have one.
Sounds good. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Lot to get to today. Do you want to tell SBK now, or do you want to tell him later?
I mean, it depends if you want to hook people through the commercial break or if you want me to get it out of the way now.
I don't like surprises.
I always want to hook people through the commercial break, but why don't we chum the water now where you can tell them what you decided last night?
All right. I thought about this.
This is so great.
Oh, okay.
I thought about this.
Yeah.
And I have accepted your Super Bowl bet.
All right.
Oh man.
To where if the Patriots lose, I will eat a hamburger live on the air for the first time having red meat in 5 years. But.
Okay.
If the Patriots win, we have to come up with something comparable to me eating red meat, which I do not want to do.
Okay, I'll eat a veggie burger.
I don't want to.
I really don't.
I've got two ideas so far. They're both horrible.
You'll like one more than the other.
But, you know, this is just along the lines of my thinking right now.
Okay.
One of them is You eat John Senning's booger.
That's
or
disgusting.
A booger of your choice. The other is you stand out on the corner of 4th Street and Ganey with a sign that says, I voted for Trump, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait, these are two things that could kill me. You just eat the burger. Well, that's a slow death.
That is a slow death. So yeah. If we can find something along the slow death, those are just the first two ideas. But we have, I think we got to come up with
right.
Something
oh,
good.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So okay. I can let you pick. I can get let the listeners pick.
That does not seem fair, I will say. A delicious burger right. Versus him eating
yeah,
my boogers.
That's a reward for you. Listen, maybe we switch it from a burger to some four Thai hot.
No. Your burger idea is perfect. I thought about it. I shot it down on air, but I thought about it.
Okay.
I do think the Patriots are going to win. I think they're going to win big. But if they don't, I will eat a burger live on the air.
And this is just a straight up win-loss bet.
No points.
Okay. I'm open. I just want to know what I can't eat a booger.
Okay,
man.
All right.
I said that's a little unfair because you'd be getting the delicious juicy cheeseburger.
Just remember, it's delicious to you guys,
right?
But I can't eat that stuff.
Well, you can't eat it habitually.
I just saw my cardiologist today.
What'd he say?
He said everything's looking great. My cholesterol keeps going down, which is why I decided I would eat the burger.
Okay. All right.
I can't stand out on Gander with no sign. I'm not getting shot.
727-579-1025.
What kind of food do you absolutely
yeah,
hate?
Is there anything? Yeah. Is there any food that? Because I mean, you see, like me, there are very few foods that you don't like.
Let's see. I hate chicken wings. Like I really hate the flats. I really hate them. I hate them.
Crab legs.
Oh, don't do that. Sea spiders. Come on, man. Why would you do crawfish? Any of those kind of shrimp? Oh
pizza.
My god.
Yeah. See, we got to come up with something.
Right. I know.
And I could let Kevin pick whatever he's not into.
I know.
I'm not gonna tell you what I'm not into.
Hey, Jason, you got an idea for us, man?
Lutefisk.
What?
Lutefisk. It's a Scandinavian dish.
Yeah.
It's jello fish. It's nasty.
Yeah.
You're gonna love it.
That is it's a fish that's buried in the ground or it's L.
Yeah, and soaked in lye or something like that, and it's almost like jello texture.
We can't even find that around here.
Yeah, no.
I bet you we can find you some.
Yeah, I bet you we can.
No, we're not going to try real hard. It is traditionally part of the Swedish and Norwegian julbord. It is made from aged stockfish or dried and salted whitefish and lye. It is gelatinous in texture.
Look, I think that'll be difficult to get.
Yeah. What if I paint my face like a juggalo and sit here on Bone TV for an entire show?
Oh, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
All right. Now we're talking. We're
would you? Okay.
But I want it to be good juggalo face right. paint, not just like something smeared on.
All right. Would you be willing to go through the office with a Comrex while you have your face painted and talk to a few people that work in the back?
In juggalo?
In juggalo gear.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right. It's not bad.
Just keep going. To the end of the show, you might think of something better.
I like that one.
Todd, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Todd?
I really want some chicken. Great. How about you guys? I'm Chef Todd, and I got a great idea. I have my own hot sauce company, and you guys can build identical burgers and put my hot sauce, which is made out of ghost peppers, on the hamburger, or have a point spread of the game and let these guys bet and have a wheel. Of like death, like a balut egg, and have different choices. Wherever the wheel lands, that's where he's going to have to eat.
Very involved. Chef Todd, are you the Chef Todd that I met today at the filming of Daytime?
No, guess I'm not. Chef Todd. I'm Zudars, and I also have my own sauce company.
Yeah, Zudars.
Oh, Zudars. You know. Okay, yeah. Because I met a chef. He's a chef of the place that's taken over for City Fish.
Are you an oyster guy, Kevin?
No.
I can't tell if he's being serious
or
not.
I mean, who likes oysters?
Well,
it's
somebody,
like snot. Because
somebody said, what about Rocky Mountain oysters? And I didn't know.
Oh, no, not Rocky Mountain
oysters.
I'm not a Rocky Mountain oyster guy.
Okay.
You know what those are?
No.
You don't?
Let's switch our bet.
You want to try?
Let's switch our bet.
Would you try one?
No. I would not.
What if I told you it does not come from the sea?
It doesn't matter. Can I tell you?
For both of us.
Right.
This is a big deal that I've accepted the bet to possibly eat a hamburger. I don't want to have red meat for the rest of my life because of the heart issues that I have.
I know.
So I'm willing to do that for the show.
But you don't have those issues, so that's not really
a thing. No, I got the issues, but I'm on the cholesterol medication.
All right.
I was this close to asking my doctor what would happen if I had a hamburger today, but we were having such a good back and forth that I didn't want to make it awkward.
I think you'll be fine if you have a hamburger.
Well, I think I'll be okay, too. But remember, we've had people that have, when we've talked about it before, they said they would pay to watch me eat a hamburger on pay-per-view.
Well, we could have them come in the studio.
No.
Charge them $20.
No.
Charity.
I'm good.
Wait, Rocky Mountain
Oysters. So let's rewind to Rocky Mountain Oysters. What do you think it is?
It was a
you look it up.
It was a suggestion.
Oh, I saw the suggestion.
Love You Like Pizza.
Yeah, I saw the suggestion.
What's a rock? Is it
You think it's a style of oyster?
I'm starting to think it's something. I'm starting to think it's a body part.
But which one? And from what?
I'm starting to think that it's earlobes.
Lower.
Neck fat.
Lower.
Boobs.
Lower.
The boys?
What kind of boys?
Boys, boys?
But I mean, what from what animal?
Oh. Caribou.
Not caribou testicles.
A human?
No.
Okay.
That wouldn't go very far.
All right. Elephant?
Yep. No, not elephant. God, can you imagine how big those things would be?
Just one would do it.
What about an antelope?
No, yeah, I think it's bull balls.
Oh,
deep fried. Right.
Which is still beef.
Deep fried. I mean, if you eat liver, it's not that much different than eating bull balls.
I don't know why I'm getting so much pressure now. I accepted the bet. Yeah. I thought this would be huge.
Because it's really nothing to eat a cheeseburger.
It That's is right. for me.
I mean, yeah but for 99.99999% of our listening audience.
I haven't had red meat in 5 years. Is that not a big deal to have a burger?
You must be dying for a burger. Yeah, I bet you hope the Patriots lose.
It was a big deal. That's why Kevin pitched the idea yesterday.
Kevin, you ever have gefilte fish before?
Oh, yeah, I've had it. It's great. It's one of my favorites.
So disgusting.
I just think we should just do, let's just do cheeseburger for cheeseburger.
I think the Juggalo thing is fine.
I like the Juggalo thing.
Maybe with a Trump shirt.
Juggalo with a Trump shirt?
Yeah.
See, the Trump shirt thing, that's over the top.
Yeah, that's going to live on in social media.
I think all Kevin does is wears Juggalo paint, goes to the back like John did yesterday, talks to a couple of people, maybe our boss, who knows, and then comes back into the studio. It's a segment. I'll give you a segment of eating a burger, and Kevin can do a segment of interviewing people in Juggalo face paint.
Man, I still don't think that's a bad deal for you, though. I just don't.
He doesn't want to eat that burger.
It's a bad deal for my ticker.
Nicolette.
That's more of an internal struggle.
What's up, Nicolette? How are you?
Hey, good. I was going to say have an SBK eat a crow.
A crow?
A crow.
You can't eat a crow.
Like the bird, a crow?
A crow. Like the bird, yeah.
Where are we going to get a crow?
You can't eat a crow.
No. Yes, you can eat a crow.
You cannot eat a crow. You can eat a crow. What, would you fry it?
I don't know how you would do it. I don't know.
How do you know you can eat
chef?
How do you know you can eat one?
I don't know. I saw Wendy Williams do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wendy Williams from the Plasmatics? I don't think she really ate crow. I think your eyes...
You can't eat crow.
Yeah,
I don't know. You can eat crow.
You can't.
Can you can cook anything.
You can cook it, but if you
not
eat
anything.
It, it will kill you. It's got disease.
Ew. Okay, yeah, never mind. Don't do that.
Oh, ew. The disease part is ew, but not eating a disgusting crow. All right. Well, listen, thank you, Nicolette. Appreciate you calling the show.
All right, bye, guys.
You wackadoo.
Let's come up with a fair bet by the end of the show today.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
We will not leave here until we come up with a fair bet. So far, the Juggalo thing is our front runner. 727-579-1025.
I don't want to eat a burger. If I wanted to eat a burger, I would have had one in the last 5 years.
What's up, Ryan? How are you?
Good, great. Thank you, Drew. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you, man.
Great. Oysters Rockefeller, by the way, is the best oyster.
I agree. That is a little melted cheese, a little spinach on that bad boy.
I'll take them raw.
Mm-hmm. From Fleming's, they put a little piece of bacon on top.
Yes, sir.
I think the best bet between those two is going to be Kevin has to stand on the corner as long as it takes Seth to eat the cheeseburger while going back and forth over the Skyway.
Well, I've done the Skyway thing before.
Yeah, we
I just stand on the corner. Just well, like, wait.
I think he means with the
Trump.
It's
going to take him forever to eat it because he's just sitting there scared and crying the whole time. And, you know, another thing is, where's the burger coming from?
Your mom. I don't know.
It's a great one.
I'm sure she does. We haven't decided yet. That's the second part of this. Should the Patriots lose, which hopefully they will not, where does the burger come
Let's
from?
Let's do Five Guys.
Yeah.
I haven't had a burger in a while, and if Seth does lose, which he will, I will eat a burger in enjoyment as he cringes through it. I'm going to sit here and, like, mock you.
Okay. Right.
And I will eat one in solidarity for both of my brothers here. I will eat a Five Guys.
So that way you're not going through it alone.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I need a burger, buddy.
We're your burger buddies.
I will transit high five everybody with a cheeseburger at the same time then.
Okay, thank you. 727-579-1025.
This is why it's crucial that we come up with what the bet is.
Right, because these people have no idea. What's up, Ashton? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I bet Ashton has an alternative to you eating a burger, Seth.
You know, like Seth said, I think it's a little more serious him eating the burger, so I think that SBK's punishment should last a week.
A week.
I think he should have to wear one of those MAGA hats in the studio all week.
Why are you guys trying to put me in personal danger?
That is true. It is. It's not the right climate to be donning Trump attire. So I like the spirit behind it, but I would look out for my people's personal safety. And I don't know that would be good.
Why don't I wear the MAGA hat down at the Obama Express?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why don't I put a Klan outfit on and walk around with a boombox and a gold chain and pop lock?
Now you're talking.
Is he joking? Because I
yeah, I am joking.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Is your name Andrew?
My name is Andrew. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
Just had a permanent solution for this whole
thing.
Okay. Well, maybe a suggestion. Let's put it that way. Seth doesn't want to eat a burger, but he will, and that's delicious and enjoyable. Okay. SBK, we need to find something for him to do. I would suggest getting him a prostitute. He doesn't want to do it, but it might be enjoyable. That's a fair bet.
A burger and a hooker. That's a fair bet for you.
I think so, because Seth doesn't want to eat a burger, but once he does, he'll enjoy it. SBK might not want to be with the prostitute, but once he does, might enjoy it.
Well, I'll say this for the budget for this bet.
Yeah.
If the burger's $5.
Right.
Have no interest in a $5 hooker.
No, we'd get you a $100 hooker.
I'm sure with the...
thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Good God.
I thought a lot about where the burger should come from.
I thought a lot about where the hooker should come from.
The last burger I had was from Fuddruckers.
Wow. I would have to go to Orlando for that.
Yeah. Well, I've thought about... Okay, I have a few ideas.
Okay.
Although I don't think the Patriots are going to lose.
Okay. But just, I mean, anything can happen.
I've thought about it. The Avenue is a place I've gone to for years, and I got the turkey burger, the veggie burger.
Sure.
I've always imagined what the real burgers taste like.
Okay.
Square One makes an awesome veggie burger.
And your Dignitary card will get you 15% off.
That's true. There's El Cap, which is where I've had many burgers before.
What a burger, but they're such dicks.
They are. They are, like Drew said. Then I thought about...
No soda refills. Who are you people?
Then I thought about having... A handcrafted patty by Ian Beckles, maybe.
Oh, now you're talking.
I figured he's the burger man.
He could make you a burger on his big green egg.
So I have a lot of ideas, but I don't know why I'm thinking about that because I don't think the Pats are going
to
lose.
I don't think so either, but it sure is fun to think about now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to get a burger if they lose. It's got to be something that's going to be good.
Square One, B21, L Cap. Beckles burger so far I love.
I mean, that's up to him if he wants to do it.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, thanks, guys.
thanks for volunteering.
Yeah. I had nothing going on. I don't do 20 radio shows now.
It's a Beckles burger.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Beckles burger. You do that little chef-inspired popcorn on there. Combining all the Ian Beckles sponsors in one burger. Throw a little touch vodka on top of that bad boy.
No popcorn, no vodka, please.
Well, mini donut factory.
Wait, ain't putting no vodka on the burger. No.
Mini donuts are okay, but no vodka or popcorn.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.